My guest at this time is Hans von Spakovsky of the Heritage Foundation. He also writes for Pajamas Media. Back in early July, we talked to him about secret testimony that Acting Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Bureau Chief Kenneth Melson offered to the House Committee on Government Oversight and Reform. Now, of course, comes the headline today that Melson has been, quote-unquote, reassigned within the Justice Department. And all of this, of course, is connected with the fatally flawed Fast and Furious operation, which the government allowed Mexican drug runners and gang members to get their hands on firearms in hopes of tracking them to larger stashes and bigger arrests. Unfortunately, many of those firearms ended up being used in the committing of murders, including the murder of a U.S. Border Patrol agent. And Hans, thank you very much for being with us.
Sure. Thanks for having me on.
What is the significance of Melson's reassignment here?
Well, you know, some people could see that this may be retribution. It could be seen that way for the fact that, as you know, he went in to testify in front of Congressman Issa without the permission of the Justice Department or his Justice Department handlers, and now suddenly, you know, he gets reassigned.
Does this smack of pure politics to you, Hans? He was obviously, after all, just the acting director, but a lot of folks obviously reading a lot into this, given what he's already testified to. Is that the case, or is that just mere speculation?
Well, I think that's speculation, but look, you know, he was the acting director, taking him out of that position from being basically the head of the ATF. Any other position he's going to get is going to be a demotion. And, you know, you didn't mention it, but I think also, you know, there's big news that the U.S. attorney out in Arizona is also leaving. And remember, he was the U.S. attorney who approved this operation, and yet now suddenly he's leaving too.
In terms of what we know for sure about what others knew, we know, first of all, that Melson's testimony, we don't really know exactly what he told ICE's committee, but a lot of the speculation ranges around what Attorney General Eric Holder knew and when he knew it and what he knew. And is there any greater clarity on that at this point?
No, there isn't. But what we have to rely on are the internal Justice Department procedures. And look, I used to work there, and I can tell you that there's simply no way that a major operation that had cross-border implications, you know, implications for our possible relations with another country, such an operation would not get put into effect and, without getting the approval of the top leadership at Justice, either the Attorney General or his deputy.
What have we learned, if anything else, in the past month or two here about further complications from this mission? Are there any other stories about where these firearms have ended up?
Well, yes. As you know, what ended the operation was the fact that two weapons were found at the murder scene of a U.S. border agent. And in the last 2 weeks, we've learned that, in fact, even before that, dozens of these weapons had shown up at least 11 other crime scenes in the Southwest. And yet they continued, that is the ATF, continued this operation even when that was going on. It wasn't until the border agent was killed that they finally stopped the operation.
Hans, does any of this have a natural tie-in with the recent executive order about deportation, or is that just another aspect of immigration policy the administration's pursuing?
I think that's just another aspect of the administration's immigration policy. But look, in that one, we have a president basically saying that he's not going to enforce the current immigration laws that are in force and give a general amnesty to people who are here illegally. It's another sign of how this president really doesn't believe in the rule of law. He seems to think that through executive fiat, he can do whatever he wants.
How far does Congressman Issa think he is in unraveling everything that happened here? Does he feel like he's just scratching the surface, or does he feel like he knows just about everything that happened?
I still think he's certainly just scratching the surface with the Justice Department, because the Justice Department so far has refused to provide the kind of information and documentation that he has asked for about the role of prosecutors in approving and putting this operation in place. And they're the most transparent administration in history, or so they like to call themselves, is being as non-transparent as possible.
Since Melson has testified and could theoretically be called to testify again, is there anything in this demotion that really hinders the investigation?
I don't think it hinders it. I mean, he obviously, I think, has told everything he can about this to ISA and his congressional committee. The key now is getting political appointees within the Justice Department to come in and testify about what they knew of this operation.
Very interesting. Hans, we'll keep watching. I know you will as well. Thanks so much for your time.
Sure thing.
Hans von Spakovsky is with the Heritage Foundation. He writes for Pajamas Media. And as you heard a moment ago, he's also a veteran of the Justice Department. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.